The medical community has been documenting an unusual trend, a surge of teens and young adults coming into health centres with sudden and involuntary verbal and physical tics. The thing most of these patients seem to have in common is spending a lot of time on TikTok and other social media platforms. It's the kind of medical mystery that terrifies parents and has turned a lot of heads.
Could social media be causing an epidemic of Tourette-like tics?
TikTok may be the blame for a rise in tics in teens.
But can videos trigger tics?
But the real story is more complicated. Nora Sachs and Ben Brock-Johnson from the WBUR podcast Endless Thread decided to look into it. And they began with the teenage TikTok star Maya Adele.
At 19, Adele is already a veteran of social media. But a few years ago, around the time she turned 16, something weird started to happen.
Adele was taking a course in one of her favorite subjects, psychology, which is why she was doing homework that hadn't even been assigned yet.
I was reading ahead one night, and I was reading about like tic disorders and stuff like that.
Hungry to learn more, Adele hopped on YouTube and found creators sharing their stories about living with tic disorders like Tourette syndrome.
Yeah, so I ticked 102 times in a 3-minute period. That's a normal day for me.
Intrigued, Adele began watching a bunch of YouTube videos like this. She went down a rabbit hole.
I was doing that for like a few weeks, maybe a few months. It was just something I did in my free time. And then I remember one day I like woke up and had these weird like muscle spasms that really mimicked some of the tics that I'd seen in the videos I was watching.
The first one she picked up,
like this jerking head motion, like almost like if you were to just turn your head to the left to like touch your shoulder, kind of like that, but just much more violent because obviously you're not doing it voluntarily. I have like a clicking sound. They're honestly just all kind of random which ones you pick up.
Can you I guess it's weird, I don't want to like trigger the thing, but can you make the click sound? Like, is this a sound you make or what?
Yeah, it's a sound. I will do it, but it might trigger it after, which is fine. But just so
okay.
You guys know. Got but it. Yeah, it's just like a little like. Yeah, those were a few. I think I picked up the whistle. As well. Ooh, sorry. I can't really remember. Sorry, sometimes I forget my train of thought while that's happening. But yes, that's what it sounds like.
Even though you can find this stuff on social media, it was a little nuts to listen to Adele experience it in real time. Seemingly unable to control the clicking tick after opening the door. And an involuntary addition that she couldn't suppress. That whistle sound.
And Adele told us that other tics she experiences include hitting herself or throwing things. She once threw her cell phone across the park. And occasionally she'll develop a full-blown tic attack.
It's very violent, at least mine are.
Normally they last 10 to 15 minutes.
It's like if you were working out at the gym, like your muscles are going to get fatigued and then you stop because your muscles are fatigued. But it's like, in this case, like we can't stop. So it just keeps going. And then you're just really run down after.
Adele seems pretty comfortable talking about this now. But she says when this first started up, she had no idea of what was going on. She had no history of tics. It was all so weird and random. She wondered even if it was real.
Yeah, for a while I would think that like maybe it wasn't like an actual disorder and I was just like making it up, but then I would be like completely alone and doing it and they would be like painful, or I would have a tic attack in the middle of something that was important to me, and I'd be like, okay, why would I be fake? Clearly this is not fake.
This wasn't happening to just Adele. In 2020, year one of the pandemic, doctors started seeing an explosion of these kinds of behaviors in their clinics.
So, you know, I was getting sort of 6 referrals a week for young people with the sudden onset of these symptoms. And I think that prior to that, I'd maybe see a couple people a year.
Dr. Tamara Pringsheim runs the Tourette Syndrome Clinic at the Alberta Children's Hospital in Calgary. She's a clinical neurologist, meaning she does research and she also takes care of patients, kids and adults. Dr. Pringsheim quickly realized that what she was seeing in her clinic in 2020 was not an explosion of Tourette syndrome. It was an explosion of tic-like behaviors, symptoms of what neurologists call a functional neurological disorder.
The simplest explanation is that these are disorders of brain function rather than brain structure. We think of them as sort of a software problem rather than a hardware problem.
To go a little further with this analogy, imagine the software that controls your nervous system has a glitch in it. And that glitch makes your system go haywire, which can lead to physical symptoms, like verbal and motor tics. Functional neurological disorders, or FNDs, are rare. And they're distinct from Tourette syndrome in some key ways. For one thing, these rapid onset tic-like behaviors tend to appear overnight.
And many patients can actually pinpoint the day that it started. You know, it started on Easter Monday when I was at the mall, and it became incapacitating within the course of 24 hours or a few days.
Another big difference?
The tics were more frequent. They were more complicated. They were more intense. All of it.
Something else that was super unusual?
The symptoms that we were seeing between people were so similar. So like one week I saw like, I think, three or four people who were all saying the same word.
Beans, beans, beans.
It's literally become part of my vocabulary.
They were all saying the word beans.
Beans.
Saying the word beans. Saying the word beans. Saying the word
beans. Now this did not go over well with you, did it, Ben?
Nope, not great. Not great.
I'd even go so far as to say you experienced some parental anxiety.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like my 4-year-olds are not on, you know, they're not on TikTok. They're not, they don't have their own Discord. They don't have their own personal Finstas. But yeah, it was scary. To me, that's like somewhat terrifying that a video that my kid could watch could somehow like trigger them into having a tic-like behavior.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you know, and again, this is complicated, but let's try and unpack this a little bit in the sense that, you know, we're social creatures and we are influenced by the things that we see.
If we're influenced by what we see, does that mean the rumors are true after all? That just watching a Tourette TikTok video can give you a tic out of nowhere?
Let's let Dr. Pringsheim tell us a little bit more.
Millions of people have watched those videos and never developed those symptoms. Millions of people, right? So it's the minority of people who watch the videos and develop the symptoms, right? We need to figure out who is susceptible. And that's what we're trying to do. Who can be triggered by watching these things.
Clinical neurologist Dr. Tamara Pringsheim of the Tourette's Syndrome Clinic at Alberta Children's Hospital in Calgary. From the WBUR podcast Endless Thread, which covers online communities and other stories from the web. You can find a link to their full episode on TikTok Tics at hereandnow.org.